The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore again, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds." And he answered, "The one who sows the good weeds of the field. The one who sows the good weeds is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of the fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Get this up here. So good morning. I hope you're awake this morning, because I'd love to start by playing a game with you. So its game is called the Game of Opposites. And it's a quick game, and it kind of goes like this. I'll throw out a word, and you respond with the very first opposite word that you can come up with. Sound like an easy game? So let's do a test. How about happy? Awesome. Up. Left. Wrong. Dark. Good. Evil? Ah. And one more to keep you on your toes. Wheat. Weeds. Yes, yes. Weeds. Either or thinking impacts how we assess our world, how we go out into the world. From the time that we are born, we are trained to be either or thinkers. From the moment our parents hold us in our arms, when we come into the world and nothing is going wrong with the world and nothing is right with the world, it just is the world, our parents immediately help us to understand the world in dual ways. We're either dry or wet, we're either hungry or full, we're either happy or sad, cranky or joyful. We're quick to understand the world as good and bad, as forgiveness, undeserved or deserving, as God, omnipotent and powerful, and God as merciful and loving. So we set these things apart in our world. Father Richard Rohr, who is a Franciscan monk and a priest in New Mexico, he wrote this. He said, "I'm convinced that Jesus was the first non-dual religious teacher of the West. And one reason we've failed to understand so much of his teaching, much less follow it, is because we try to understand it with our dualistic minds. In his opinion, Jesus exemplified and modeled non-duality, and it challenges our understanding of his teachings, partly because Jesus teaches a third way. It's not the this and the that, but it's the both and. And so he invites us into this integration, into this wholeness. And in today's parable of the weeds, we hear the story, again, of a sower who sows seed. Last week, we heard the story of the parable of the sower. But this week, it's a slightly different parable. Certainly, it's set in agricultural times, and the imagery that Jesus uses is imagery that would have made sense to the people of his time. Jesus shares what seems to be a concrete, clear story, and uses a metaphor that at once feels quite familiar, but also at the same time is kind of cryptic and kind of has you wondering. The parable seems to deliberately and simultaneously conceal what is revealed and also reveal what is concealed. So again, the parable becomes a both and, not an either or. So in this parable, we see dualistic metaphors. We see Jesus' clarity about what is good and what is evil. We see him call out the wheat and the weeds. And upon initial listening, we hear the wheat is good. It's good seed. It grows up to be wheat. The weeds come from the evil one. They're deemed as bad. But have you noticed when Jesus explains the parable to his disciples that he leaves out a big chunk of the story? Did you notice that the part where the sower tells his slaves not to go out and pull out the weeds and not to judge whether the weeds are good or bad, but to let them coexist, that part Jesus fails to explain? Here, Jesus tells us very clearly that the world is not and cannot be only good. Since the dawn of creation, both good and evil have been present in our world, and they will continue to be so until the end of the age. This is the message Jesus sends home loud and clear. And I think sometimes it's a confronting message because it's really hard to sit in a place where you are hopeful for the good of the world, and you have to reconcile yourself to the fact that there's also bad. There's a great contemporary story that I think can help us kind of dig into this a little deeper. But first, I have to have an opening tune. So do you, if you know this, you can kind of nod with me. Ba 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 ba. Do you know that? Okay, do it with me. Ba 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 ba. Bravo. In a galaxy far, far away, lived a good little wheat stalk named Anakin Skywalker. Now, Anakin was a follower of the Jedi, the group who sought to bring balance and peace to the Force, into the universe. Anakin worked really hard to study and to learn all there was to learn about being a Jedi and about what it meant to be good. One day, he met and he fell in love with Padme, who was a senator. And she was a representative of her people, and she also had a passion to bring forth good and peace into the world. Their love grew, they married, and soon she was expecting twins. Then one day, Anakin had a dream. And in the dream, he saw that Padme would die in childbirth. And this dream disturbed him like nothing in his life had ever disturbed him. And so he began passionately to figure out how could he stop this from coming to be? What could he do to not let this bad thing happen? And in fact, his worry and his concern about her dying His inability to be with that possibility at all drove him further and further away from the goodness in which he lived to the darkness which he feared. And in the face of his fear and his angst and his desire to do anything at all that he could do to save her, the emperor showed up, the devil. And he tempted him with false promises. He tempted him with the promise that if he just stepped over to the darkness, he would have power. And with that power, he would be able to save her. And Anakin wanted it so badly that he went to the dark side. And he began to practice what it means to sit in that world. And in fact, he did some pretty atrocious things. He, in fact, killed innocents, young Jedis, to wield his power, to say that he was in control. And finally, his wife gives birth to twins, a boy and a girl, and she dies. And as she died, all that remains of Anakin Skywalker disappeared. Because in his anguish, in his sorrow, in his profound loss, he could not find the ability to believe in the good, because there was no good in this moment. And as he disappeared, Darth Vader became fully present. He became the Lord of the Sith. But a little bit later, about 40 years or so, his son, Luke Skywalker, who is a very good Wheatstock, seeks him out for the express purpose of redemption. Because Luke believes in the core of his being that his father was not all bad. He believes that within him lies good. And so he seeks him out and he says, "You are good. You have to look within. You are good." But his father doubts. And then Luke confronts the emperor, and the emperor very callously says, "I'm going to kill you, and your father will not come to save you." And Luke looks at him and says, "Yes, he will." And over on the side, Darth Vader is watching and witnessing this, and he's struggling. Am I good? Am I bad? Am I condemned? Who am I? And he decides, and he makes a decision in a moment, that he is going to save his son. And so he goes to battle against the emperor. He fights him, and he kills him. But he is mortally wounded. And as he lays dying, his son comes to him, and he says to his son, "Tell your sister that what you told me was true. I am good." And then he died. So this story, this powerful story of contemporary society and today's parable beg the question, are we the wheat or are we the weeds? In a world filled with good and evil, what are we to do and how are we to be? Jesus is asking us to stop living in our either or and to try on embracing the both and of what it means to be the children of the kingdom. To be a follower of Jesus is to recognize and demonstrate that we, in our efforts to be good, must also find a way to live with and love our neighbors who may be evil. He also firmly reminds us here that our goal, our jobs, are not to be judge and not to be the reaper. He does not call upon us to be the ones who cast the judgment and cast out the weeds. Rather, he says to us, "Trust in me and know that you are mine. As best as you can be love, and be love in the world. Grow and prosper. Grow like a stalk of wheat. Raise your head up into the sun and shine your goodness into the world so that the world can see your goodness and the goodness of God." Jesus tells us to anchor our roots in him, and to be the good seed that alongside the weed grows and flourishes. Certainly, some weeds will wither away, and some may overtake us. But whatever comes, He is with us. At the end, he will make all things right. So ultimately, when we're facing evil in our midst, Jesus reminds us that we have a choice. We can respond in fear, and we can put on the armor of judgment. And when we do that, something happens. The more we fear, the more we judge, the more we cast out, the higher the barriers are that we build between us. It's not our place to do the weeding. Our place is to break those barriers down and to have some sense of hope that even the darkness, even the evil one, even the person conflicted internally like Darth Vader was conflicted, can be redeemed. So how do we do this in a place and a time like this in which we live? We do this by encouraging ourselves and one another, by practicing our faith, by remembering to pray, by trusting that being in and with the weeds has something important to teach us. For you see, in our humanity, which is nothing more than our shared life together, we cannot escape this truth like Darth Vader that although we aspire to be the wheat, we aspire to be good, that within us also lies the potential for darkness. We might even at some times be the weeds in somebody else's field, and they may decide that they're ready to pull us out and cast us away. Jesus calls us to find this balance within ourselves, to find a way that we can peaceably live with ourselves and one another, and that recognizing both the weeds and the weeds within us can help us to live with and love our neighbors even through the most challenging of times. Amen.